Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Kufhei in Maseches Pesachim. It is a 428th daf in Shas. I'm recording this at 12:30 at night after returning from a tiyul with my Talmidim, stretching all the way up to Kiryat Shmona and all the way down near the Yam HaMelech by Kibbutz Almog, and all the way back to Beit Shemesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachim on us a little bit, that today's daf is a beautiful one, and like the previous ones, also not too difficult, as well as relatively brief, so we could go on to get ready for the daily shiur in Maseches Ksubos. We're getting back to our daily routine. The Gemara will begin discussing the halachos of whether it needs to be koveya, a separate su'uda, if you were eating on Friday, and you begin the Friday night meal, or Shabbos itself, is koveya. In that context, the Gemara discusses the prohibition of eating and drinking both before Kiddush on Shabbos as well as for Avdalah. The Gemara then discusses what happens if a person doesn't make Kiddush for whatever reason, it was an ones or he forgot to make Kiddush in the appropriate time. Does he make Kiddush later on, well into Shabbos has begun? The Gemara concludes that one can, and the Gemara challenges that from different brises. On Amud Beis, the Gemara will mention that the desire is to make Kiddush earlier on Friday night, as soon as Shabbos begins, and not to wait for further on into the day because of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito. And the Gemara begins to challenge that and reconcile that with other halachos. And the Gemara then concludes some basic halachos in regards to both Havdalah and the requirements of Kos Shel Bracha, and that will conclude our daf. Let's pick up where we had left off, three lines from the top on Kuf Hei Amar Aleph. Rechananya Bar Shlama v'Talmidei de Rav, Havayasi B'Su'udas, they were sitting in a meal, v'Koyalei Rav Amnuna Saba, and Rav Amnuna Saba, was serving them. Amrulei, they said to him, Zil Chazi, go and see, Imakdish Yoma, if the day has become sanctified, in other words, that there has been Shkia, and it is Shabbos. And if so, Nafsik v'nikve l'shavta, we will stop and be koveh, it is Shabbos. Amelahu, Rav Amnuna Saba said, Lo tzrichisa, you don't need to stop. Shavsa, Shabbos kova nafsha, is koveh itself. Dama Rav, because Rav taught k'shem sheh Shabbos kovas l'maiser, just like the halacha is, that when it comes to maiser, that even though there isn't a chiyuv maiser, if you're eating the foods in a casual way, for example, food that hasn't been entirely prepared, if you eat it in a temporary manner, it's not chayim v'maiser. Nevertheless, if you're eating on Shabbos, then Shabbos, by definition, everything is a maisa achila kavua. So just like Shabbos koveya maiser, kach Shabbos kovas l'kiddush, so too Shabbos is koveya for kiddush. And you don't have to interrupt your meal. The suggestion of Chananya Bar Shlamya, Talmidei de Rav, was to interrupt their meal, pull away the shulchan. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is make Kiddush. Shabbos is koveya for Kiddush, and then the meal is automatically transformed. Hence we see there's no need to pull away the table. Now the Gemara begins to analyze this statement of Rav, that just like Shabbos is kova for Maiser, so too it's kova l'nafsha, as well as for Kiddush. Savar mina, ke'echa the kova l'kiddush, just like Shabbos is koveya for Kiddush. In other words, you have to stop the meal, make Kiddush, and automatically the meal will be transformed if you are eating a meal on Friday. Kach kovel Avdol, the same halacha applies to Avdolah. And that is that when Shabbos is over, you immediately have to stop, and you have to make Avdolah, which of course goes against any of our Shalosh Su'udas, our third Su'uda, as we sing in Koechsev, Hatzel Machre Lifrosh Min HaShabbos, that we don't run away from the Shabbos. Not only that, some people extend their Shalosh Su'udas as the old Hasidic custom well into the night. Nothing like singing Koechsev as Shabbos has already been quote-unquote over, but you're being mamshich the Kiddushas of Shabbos. So Rav taught us that. L'kiddush kavas v'lo l'avdala kavas. That there's no problem of continuing your su'uda up until you decide to make havdalah. When we say that it's not koveya for havdalah, that means that you don't interrupt a su'uda Shabbos. Av l'schulei, But to begin a meal, lo mischalinan, that you don't begin if it's already Motzoi Shabbos. Shpam explains that continuing a meal of Shabbos, as we dramatized from the Koach Seif angle, is Kvod Shabbos. However, to start a new meal, that already doesn't qualify as Kvod Shabbos, because you didn't start on Shabbos. And then what you should be doing first is Havdalah. Umifsik nami lo amaron ela bechila. And this that we said that you don't have to stop. That's Kvod Shabbos is only if you're eating. Avol b'shtiyalo. But if you're drinking, you're just drinking, then you don't continue doing that. You should make havdalah first. V'shtiya nami lo amaron ela bechamra v'shikra. And shtiya, we only said that in regards to wine or beer. Then you should stop drinking wine and beer. Avol maya les lomba. But there's no problem to continue drinking water and not making havdalah. Says the Gemara, pliga de Ravuna, this halacha that says that you're allowed to drink water before Avdallah is in disagreement with Ravuna. The Ravuna chazel hu gavra de shasamai called him Avdallah, that he saw a person who's drinking water before Avdallah. Amar le lo mistefe mar me'asakra, you won't be protected from the terrible disease of asakra, that it is a disease of the bowels that's described in awful detail in the Gemara in Shabbos Rechav Gimel. He'll die from this bowel disease. However, the Rabban and Yeshiva Ravashi were not makbid in regards to drinking before Havdalah. What happens if for some reason a person did not make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos? The Rambam writes that Kiddush is supposed to usher in the Shabbos. Many translate Erev Shabbos as the night of Shabbos. For sure, one could also make Kiddush before Shkia as well, after Plag HaMincha. And maybe Chazal used the expression Erev to buttress this point, that the Kiddush is supposed to usher in the Shabbos, which is behind Ravina's question. And that is, Maushi Kaddish V'olech Kol Yom Kula. Could you miss this juncture of ushering in the Shabbos? Could you make Kiddush the rest of the day? In other words, even the next day. What about Shabbos morning? Amalei midamri b'nei Rabbi Chiya. As Rabbi Chiya's sons taught, Mishalo hivdu matzai Shabbos, mavdil v'holech, kol hay Shabbos kulo. Someone who missed Havdalah, he can make Havdalah the entire week. Hachanam mishlo, kiddush b'erev Shabbos mekadosh v'holech kol yom kulo. Could still make it the entire day. Eis ve'i Gemara challenges it. Lately, Shabbos v'le yomtiv yesh ben kedusha ala kos v'yesh ben haskar b'birkas hamazon. The nights of Shabbos and yomtiv, there is kedusha that's said on the kos, and there is a haskara in birkas hamazon. Shabbos v'yomtiv during the day of Shabbos and yomtiv, ben kedusha ala kos. There's no kedusha that's said on the kos v'yesh ben haskara b'birkas hamazon. There also is yal v'yovel in birkas hamazon. Analyzes the Gemara. V'isal k'day toch mishalo kiddush b'erev Shabbos. Mikadosh v'holech kol yom kulo. That if someone didn't make kiddush on Erev Shabbos, he can make kiddush the entire day. Shabbos v'yomtev nami mishkach sun d'yesh b'em kiddush ala kais. We see that there is kiddush ala kais. D'ila kadosh mi'urta mikadosh ha'machar. So why did the Tosefta and Brocha say that you don't do it during the day? Amar lei d'ilo k'tani. That means that we were talking about if he didn't do it. But that's not what the Tana is talking about. Elo, if he didn't do it on Friday night, then he would do it on Shabbos. But the Tana was describing the ideal case. The ideal case is Friday night, yes, and Shabbos day, no. The Me'iri in Dibra Maschalele is bothered by something that many of you might have been bothered by, and that is, at the end of the day, we do make Kiddush on Shabbos during the day as well. That's called Kiddusha Rabbah. That is not called Kiddusha Al Hakos. It's a separate halacha called Kiddusha Rabbah, making a big Kiddush, but that's not called Kiddush Al Hakos. And the reason it's not called Kiddush Al Hakos is when we talk about Kiddush Al Hakos, that's referring to the Bracha Mikadesh HaShabbos. Kiddusha Rabbah is making a big deal by making a Seuda with the Borei Priya Gofen. That's not called Kiddush Al Hakos. Eisvei, I have another question. Says the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, Kufei Amid Aleph. Kavod Yom V'Kavod Laila, Kavod Yom Kodem. If a person has only wine to drink at a meal for good food, he should choose it for the day meal. V'meilo elokei se'achot, and if he only has one kais, Oimer alav kiddush hayom, mipnei she kiddush hayom kaidim lekavod hayom. He says the kiddush of the day, in other words, the kiddush of Friday night, because the kiddush of Friday night is more important than kavod laila. Im isa, and if the halacha is that if you miss on Friday night, then you'll be able to mikash kol yom kulo. So then lishavki ad lemacharid levit beitarti. Let him leave for tomorrow, and then be yotze both kiddush hayom as well as kvod hayom. Maybe we could be medayik from this gemara that you could be mekayim other halachos like kvod hayom, this gemara suggests, or maybe even simchas yom tov, or for that matter, maybe even kvias suuda with the kos kiddush. Because from our gemara, we see in the Hava Mina that you would be able to mekayim both kiddush hayom and kvod hayom. That's in parentheses. But the gemara's kasha, back into pshat in the gemara, the gemara's kasha is, if we would say that the mitzvah of kiddush goes the entire day, then why don't we solve the problem by using the one kos he has during the day for both kiddush and kavod? Amalei, the answer is chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. The mitzvah is dear in its appropriate time, in its lechatchila time, and that supersedes kvod Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, mi amrin chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? Do we say that the mitzvah is dear in its appropriate time? V'atanya, didn't we learn a b'raisa? Hanichnas lebeis b'matzai Shabbos. The person goes into his house on matzai Shabbos, mevarech alayay, makes a bracha on the wine, v'alamara, on the candle, v'al b'samim, and on the b'samim, v'achachach omer avdol alakoyz, v'meilo alakoyz echad, menicha alachar amazin. If he doesn't have one kos, we just say, don't worry, wait for after the meal. U'mishal shel in kulan, and he joins them all together. Acharav afterwards, as he finishes the meal, and on the coast, he says both Havdalah as well as the Shabracha. And we don't say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So we see that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita does not apply when it comes to Havdalah. Amalei, ano lo chachimo ano, v'lo chazo ano. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak responded to Ravina, I'm not a wise man, nor I'm someone with a great vision. Lo yichido ano. But I didn't as well say the name of the Das Yachid, Ela Gamarna Visadarna Ana. But rather, I am someone who learned in yeshiva, and I set up what I had learned. Vikach Morin Bibei Brasha Kavasin. That's how they teach in the base medrash, like I had thought. That we have the rule of Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita. I have Dola. Shani Lom Ben Eilui Yulai. Yoma Lafuki Yoma. There's a difference between making Kiddush and Havdalah. Yula Yoma, when it comes to making Kiddush, Kol Kam De Makdiminon Lai, Adif, anything that we could move it up early, we want to. As we described earlier, according to Rambam, that's about ushering in the Shabbos. U'mechaviyun Lai, Afuke Yoma Machrinon Lai. But the day going out, we want to hold on to Shabbos as much as possible. Kechdo Lahavilon Ketuna, that Shabbos should not look like a burden. This also might be support for the Rambam's idea that Havdalah is a din d'oraisa, because as he described the mitzvah of Kiddush, as Zohar as Hayom l'Shabbos l'Katshar to usher in the Shabbos, then what we do is we usher out the Shabbos with Havdalah, and that we don't want to rush into it. Shmamina, from here we see Mia Masnisen Timni. We see 8 different halachos. From someone who comes into his house on Matzoi Shabbos, and he only has one kais, we learn 8 halachos, which will take us into tomorrow's daf. Shema Minah, number 1, we see, Hamavdol v'tefilah, tzarech she'avdol kais. That even though he made Avdol during tefilah, he needs a kais. Shema Minah, bracha tunah kais, and we see Birchas HaMazon is supposed to have a kais. Some of the great Rabbeim, I saw, were makbid on it, many people are not, that whenever you have a zimun, automatically have a kais. Shema Minah, kais shabracha, tzarech shir. And we see also that kais shabracha needs a revius, because if not, they could have divided the coast. Shema minah mevarech tzar shiitam. And we also see that the mevarech needs to taste. If you didn't have to taste, he could have made avdolah right away and then use the coast later on. Ushma minah, and we also see tamo pogmo, that even if you need to taste, maybe fine, he'll taste avdolah and then he'll use it again. No, that makes it pogum if you taste. Ushma minah tam mavdil. And we see that the one who tastes is also the one to do Havdalah. In other words, the fact that you already ate food doesn't passel you from Havdalah. Ushma mino, oimer shtei kedushas al kos echad. Also see that we have the dievet, it's acceptable that 2 kedushas be said on one kos. The Gemara earlier on Kuf Beis, Amid Beis, had told us that there is a rule, Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, as Tosis makes reference, Dibras Lushma, that you're not supposed to use a kos for one thing and something else at the same time. You're supposed to use each one, for example, benching and Havdalah of two separate kosos. Another example, in Hilchos Erisin and Nisuin, we use one kos for Erisin and one kos for Nisuin. Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Nevertheless, over here, the Gemara told us in Kufbeis and Mebeis, where he doesn't have any, he has one kos, then Bidiyevet we do not require Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. We have learned seven of the things that we learned from this halacha of someone who benches and makes Havdalah on the same kos. The eighth will be Be'ezer Hashem on tomorrow's daf, on the top of Kuf Vav Mem Aleph, on the second line. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Kuf Hei in Maseches Pesachim.